Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is December 13th, 2017. It's my brother's birthday. It's a lot of people's birthday, actually, now that I just said that. It's a busy day. It's a great day. Why? Because we're smack dab in the middle of the week, and we've got something to talk about. By the way, I guess Alabama, they had a big election. You know, I knew they had the election going on. I think the accident threw me off my kilter. And yesterday, everybody's excitement that things were going the way they wanted it to go was just interesting to see, you know, how many people were involved still are very, very involved in politics and, you know, their feelings and all of that, you know, whether they lived in Alabama or not. So people are always, you know, finding a new way to come together, which is really cool. So today's show, before I get to it, I'm doing an interview which will air today. I did it a while ago, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it's the Radical Self-Love Summit. Angela Horton, she is the one who put this beautiful idea together, and she wanted to make sure that we had these tools to build our self-confidence, to create healthy relationships, to live life with a greater purpose and with greater health. So she put together this group of awesome speakers, and I'm getting to know them one by one. They're all authors or speakers or radio show hosts or coaches, but they've done something in their life to reach out to other people who have other jobs to do in their life to help their lives be better, to give quality, to give love to every single day. And she has really feverishly put together this summit. You can go to, it's the Radical Life Summit. It's a website. When you go to it, you put in your email, and she will send you the information, and then you can listen to all the interviews. You can go to her page on Facebook, the Radical Self-Love Summit page, and you can also click on the interviews there. So I will be on there today, and I hope you enjoy it. I can't wait to hear it myself because this is the first thing I do every day. But give me feedback. Let me know how you feel about other speakers, how you feel about the summit. Did it help you? Did it give you any resources? All of that. Just, you know, there's no way you can't get anything out of it. But I just love the fact that self-love is put out there in the world. And so many people will tell me, self-love this, self-love that, and I smile down to my toes because I know and I knew, and it was the first thing that Christ taught me about, to learn to know and to get to know yourself over and over and over again, and never, ever to put that on the back burner. So this is just something, you know, check it out. Again, it's the Radical Self-Love Summit. It is hosted by Angela N. Holton. And just enjoy the series. Give us feedback. Give her feedback. Sign up for her page and get to know these people. They're a great group of people to get to know. So today we have, what is the purpose of your soul being in a relationship with another soul? And I hear so much, and I think I did, I know I did, but I think it was just a few months ago, kind of a show of what's the purpose of relationships. But I wanted to do it again. There's like this deeper sense of information, and I wanted to do it around the holidays because the holidays, I can't tell you how many people wonder why they're alone now. And not only do they wonder why they're alone, that's not even the whole thing, but also on the other side of it, for some reason, there's a lot of emotions running around the holidays, and a lot of people break up. I couldn't believe when I saw the numbers of people who get frustrated, or they thought maybe one of the two thought the relationship was further along than the other. And then they turn around and they think, wow, you know, they didn't give me a ring, or they didn't buy me like the kind of gift that you would buy somebody. Or, but the holidays, they bring out some crazy feelings in us. So I put it to Christ and I said, hey, what is the purpose? Why are we sometimes with another person, other times not? And I know there's the obvious answers. Well, it was meant to be. You didn't meet somebody. But there's always a bigger picture. And it all goes back to your purpose and another person's purpose. So if somebody is alone, it doesn't mean that it's because nobody loves you, or nobody wants to be with you, or nobody cares about you. A lot of people try to convey that message, and they say things like, well, I'm alone by choice. Well, I like to be alone. And there are some periods of time in your life where you really, really do. It's hard to, I don't know what the word to say, like it's hard to encapsulate that feeling, because one day it could be where you're really happy you're alone, and another day you could feel horrible because, in quotes, you are alone. So I threw the question at Christ again, because I really believed that people need to hear this, because there's something Christ said when I was writing Origins of Truth, and he said, you know, sometimes you could be more alone with somebody than you would be without them. And he said that because if the two people are together just for the sake of being together, but they don't dig into each other, they don't grow each other, they don't push each other, they don't challenge each other, if they're not doing those things, then they're feeling like there's nothing going on. There's no energy exchange. By the way, I am seeing the words energy exchange everywhere now. Isn't that cool? Self-love everywhere now. Imagine how powerful and propelling the energy of purity is. And I want people to believe that with any of the relationships they have. Even if you're at work and you're the one that doesn't know anybody, or you're the one who knows everybody and every day you feel obligated to be high, to do this, to do that, and then that's a pressure. But there are so many different kinds of relationships, and at times, a lot of us are in relationships and at other times we're not, and there is a reason for it. The bigger picture of your life, it's like growth spurts. Some people get into one relationship, they stay there their entire life. Some people it might be two, some it might be three, some it might be four, some it might be 10. And none of those are a right answer. They're all just that person's answer, with no judgment put on that soul. Some of us need to grow faster than others. Some of us came here to do something different. And when we intersect with another soul, when we have time with another soul, when we give them all of our energy and all of our attention, some people are intense and then it's gone and they are gone. Some people are slow in delivery. But however it works, it is the one question that has taken over relationships from the beginning of time. Oh, she's married. Oh, she's not. Oh, he's married. Oh, he's not. Oh, she has a boyfriend. Oh, is there a plus one? Now we're saying you're my plus one. You're my significant other, because we have other names for the kinds of relationships we have. You're my partner. We all know what those mean. Instead of you're my steady, you're my girlfriend, you're my boyfriend. Because we don't say girlfriend and boyfriend that readily now. Because sometimes it could mean two girls or two men. So now we're getting more and more specific about this is my significant other. We don't even have to ask the question. We just don't. This is my partner. Don't have to ask the questions. So even our vocabulary is getting bigger and stronger as we go along to identify the kinds of relationships we have. But if you think of relationships, because I know we have the love part and the sweeping off your feet and the romanticism, and believe me, I believe in all of that. I'm like a five-year-old. I love that feeling. I love the feeling of hope that you get, especially when you're single for a while or you're a single parent or, you know, you're somebody who's doing a certain kind of work and it affects a lot of other areas of your life. But I believe in that love. And I love more than anything in life when I see it between two people. Because what I know is that energy, when they're together like that, it is a thriving emotional challenge for people to work out the dynamics of being together and why they're together and how they're together. Some people are together and they can spend a lot of time apart and they're great. And other people, they see each other every single day, and if they don't, it's like something catastrophic had to happen. It's an amazing feat that no matter how much people try to give relationship advice, when you are in a relationship, unless somebody works with both of you, it's really hard to get things done. That's something I learned. When I have one or the other, one partner or the other of a relationship, after the first time, I have so many questions that I say, can I see you both together? And there's a reason for that. It ups the challenge of their souls to stand up for itself. Instead of coming to me to hide and to try to say, hey, you know what? This and this and this is going on and he did this and he did that. And I say, oh, you poor thing. I say, bring the he here. Bring the partner here. Because I want to teach you to say that to him or her. I want you to learn to talk to him or her the way you talk to me, because then I know you will have crossed a threshold. It's easy to talk about anybody when they're not there. Shoot, that's the whole basis of gossip. But imagine your soul having to put into words, I love you, and then put into actions what that love looks like, what that love means. Trying to find the solution, trying to meet people to fix things. It's a leap of faith. And that same leap of faith that we take from time to time in our lives, or only once, that leap teaches us to leap everywhere else. Because that is our hardest leap. That vulnerability. And anyone who's been with a partner, even for 30 years, even for 35, even for 40, there's such a sensitivity to each other that one or the other's mood is off, the other one, they don't even need to talk, will say, "You don't seem right today. Are you tired? Is there anything I can do?" They don't even need to communicate much more than just walk by each other. But the bigger question is, do we all need relationships at all times in our life? And the answer is no. At this time in our history, with the pace of life, relationshiping, I'm going to call it relationshiping, is a choice. It is not a necessary lifestyle. There's a lot of people I know that I've worked with, that I know as friends, that I cannot even imagine with a partner. Could you imagine some people in your life? Do any of you know anyone who you can't even imagine them with a partner? When they have a partner, they almost look off. But obviously they have a growth thing, and you know that they're stronger alone than with someone because their job, their mission, their reason, their purpose is to do something else. For anyone in the States, if you know Joan Rivers, and she passed away, but she used to be a comedian in the States, and she had a husband, and her husband, as they got older, like years into their marriage, he committed suicide. She stayed in the entertainment industry. She ended up getting like a lot of plastic surgeries, and she was one of the first people. Like, there's a place in New York where you go, and they give you it's they simulate. I don't know how they do it, but they get you to the brink of death to where you'll have a near death experience and you'll come back. And she wanted to know what that felt like, and she did that, and she came back, and that was when I was really introduced to her daughter. So I'm so curious about what she did in New York. And then all of a sudden, the show in the conversation is her daughter. And they were asking her daughter, who just got newly divorced, about her divorce. And she said, "Some people are meant to have partners. I'm not one of them. I have everything else in life. But that's not my thing." Just to be on her own. She didn't even know how to identify. So her job, her life, she had children from her marriage. She got divorced. She's raising her kids. Her mother was helping. Her mother passed away. And now she's filling her mother's footsteps. But she also saw her mother kind of be on her own and her father be in the background, to the point where her father took his own life. So her mission came to kind of accentuate that. But people around us aren't all meant to be there. We have no more judgment. Oh, you don't have a plus one? When I was a kid, people did not go to a wedding alone. They would find a date by hook or crook to go. But we have evolved out of the need to blanket ourselves with man-made traditions for something that really isn't completely in our hands. If your job is to learn through love, a lot of times you learn more without a partner than with one because of your thinking about it. And you try to find answers and, you know, all these, and I know, don't laugh, because I know there's a lot of businesses, I have gone through them, just to see what are you teaching people. And they'll say, you know, don't do this or you'll lose a man, or don't do this or you'll lose a woman, or the real truth about women, the real truth about men. And I'm like, how much truth is there? Truth is truth is truth. Men generally are pretty simple. Women generally are pretty simple. When we treat each other with respect, what do we get back? When we treat each other with love, what do we get back? When we tell each other the truth, what do we get back? When we don't do those things, now we're trying to figure out a game, and there are business after business after business built to teach you how to navigate around those games. Some of them are teaching you how to create the game to get what you want. But who wants something from a game? It's so, I want to say, poignant to just know that love will bring love. And if love doesn't bring love, you don't want what's on the other end of that. You may think you do, but at this time in our history, in our level of evolution, we don't need people to just fill a slot. When you live in bigger cities, men and women are making an income. Women used to get married for that income. And the man used to get the best job he can to provide for the woman he loved at that time. It was the only relationship anybody ever talked about. But now we have a whole rainbow of relationships, a whole different world of the kinds of relationships we can have. So now that isn't even true anymore. Now, men are concerned that a woman just wants them for their money. And women have that same concern on the other side of it. Or for their fame, or for their whatever. I still remember the beginning of prenups. I remember when the first time I ever heard of a prenup was actually with Donald Trump. He was getting married to a woman named Marla, I can't remember her last name, Marla somebody, cute girl. He was married to Ivanka Trump at the time, or Ivana, and he was getting divorced from her and marrying the other one, and he did a prenup. It was the first time I heard of it, and I remember all the debating about, you know, how could you be with somebody and then limit what they get from you? Do you really love them? And, you know, he limited that she'd only get like $1 million or $2 million in the event of a divorce. Some men will say, if she stays with me 10 years, that's when she gets. And so they started like circumventing the laws that existed. But it's because of relationships that we even came up with that. That we even evolved to that, that we even started to pay attention to that because we started to take in the reality that relationships may not last forever. We used to live under the umbrella of forever for a long time until we couldn't. And people started saying, wow, well, God, you know, somebody's going to marry me and leave in a month or two. I can't afford that. Isn't it so crazy how these things came about? But the purpose of your soul being in a relationship with another soul is simply to grow your soul in that direction, to learn through another soul at close proximity. And when you're on your own, you're learning through yourself and that self-reliance that you learn. When you meet another person who's self-reliant and you join forces, you become a pretty powerful force together. You learn from each other. The differences keep it exciting. The likenesses keep it comforting. But there is no right or wrong of when. If someone isn't in your life right now, take this time to understand this is where you belong right now, and nothing is wrong with you, and nothing is wrong with the people around you. It's just your time to develop in your own, on your own course, in your own course of life. There is no longer societal pressures on a relationship. People are lucky. I mean, they'll ask you, are you married, divorced, separated? What are you? Single, widow, widower, what are you? And each one of those tell you a lot about where that person is in their learning process of their life. Whether we speak on it or not, we already get it. And when we get it, we find comfort in knowing that information about another person. If someone tells us they're divorced, we know that they've been through adversity and they've lived to tell about it. If someone is separated, we know that they still have a lot to go through. They haven't gone through the hardest part. If somebody tells you I'm a widow or a widower, you know that they've been through the loss of a partner. If somebody tells you they're single, you know that they're giving their energy to something in specific, maybe in replacement of the time you would spend with a partner. Even if it's just somebody who wants to work and come home and read books or travel the world or whatever it is. But we start to already know about each other because we know what it means, because we've been through it at some point in our life in some way, whether it's through ourselves or someone we know. But our relationships are only designed to draw us to each other, to continue to evolve. The hardest thing for me to see till this day is when people start blaming each other and start throwing darts at each other and want to demonize each other to prove that they're okay because the relationship didn't work. When they see it as a failure, they've lost every lesson they could have ever learned, and they will repeat themselves over and over again until they start to see, they can start to see themselves. They can start to breathe. They can start to say, oh, wow, maybe, just maybe, I wasn't picking the right partner for the right reasons for me. And as a result of that, my relationships haven't been able to succeed. But don't think that everyone before that was a mistake. They all got you to learn that, to learn self-accounting. What a gift. I had somebody say to me, it was a man, and he said to me, you know, I've had 5 big relationships in my life, and I lost every one of them. And at first, I thought it was because of them. But after 5 times, I'm starting to think it's me. And I'm like, starting? That's why it went up to 5. But thank God you just said this. Otherwise, you're going to be at 6. Imagine the discoveries we make. The man who said that to me was in his, towards the later 50s. He was like 57 or 58. And it took him until then to realize why his marriages / relationships did not work out for him. Great person, because he didn't know that. Does it make him bad? Does it make him not worthy of a relationship? No. It's what he came here to do. He came here to learn. So wherever you're at in your life today, appreciate it. Look at what's working for your soul in this time and let it do its work. Accept. Who you are in this moment right now, and enjoy where you're at. It's honestly, this is a holiday season. Pay attention to what's working, not what's not working as much. Have a great day, you guys. I'll see you tomorrow at Dream Theme Thursday. Catch the interview. I can't wait to hear it myself. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadia.com.